And Blake, I think it's time for our interview with Benny Walker. He's a Yorta Yorta man from Echuca, and he combines a soulful arrangement of blues, roots, and passionate grooves. He's taking his guitar-driven rock on the road to Grampians Music Festival in about 3 weeks' time, and Bluefest later in the year. Thanks for joining us on the hoist, Benny. How are you, man?
I'm really well. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining us.
Awesome stuff. So you've started 2019 off with a bit of a bang with the release of your new single, I Don't Blame You. What can you tell us a little bit about this track and the writing process and things like that that brought this all together?
Yeah, man. I co-wrote this with Pip Norman, who produced the track. And, he came in with this idea of this line, I Don't Blame You. It's like, I just woke up with it in my head. And so we just sat at the piano, and we're just like messing around with it and trying different chord structures, and then I started like scratching out some verse lyric ideas and stuff like that. And basically, the story or the message in the song is, often in life we're faced with situations where someone may come at us with aggression or negativity or something like that, and it's basically us trying to say maybe we can, instead of reflecting that back on that person and putting more of that in the world, maybe if we just take that moment to try and show some love back to that person, because we don't know, necessarily what that person or where that aggression has come from. We don't know what their upbringing may have been, what sort of relationship they could be in, or, even what sort of day they're having, So, just basically us just trying to put more love in the world, really.
Yeah, that sounds pretty wise, man. When writing, do you, like, for this track in particular, like, did you source that kind of inspiration from maybe your own personal life, or is it kind of a mix of everything?
Yeah, look, definitely something that I try to practice in my own life. That definitely the last few years I've been trying to analyze, I guess, like my first reaction or what gets ingrained in us from an early age. Because some people can be either really defensive or they feel insecure for whatever reason, and that can manifest itself in different ways. And I've just tried to really get some perspective on the way I act and or react, and I've started a family, so like I want to be able to give the best example of behaviour in those kinds of situations as I possibly can. So yeah, I've definitely drawn it from a personal place and conversations I've had with other people around it as well.
Really great stuff. So switching over and heading off to the main stage, you will be playing the Grampians Music Festival in a couple weeks' time, along some really amazing artists like Sampa the Great, Angie McMahon, Alice Skye, who's a personal favourite of mine, Slum Sociable. Are you excited to take your music to that part of the state, I should say?
Yeah, I really am, man. I haven't really had a lot of opportunities to play over in that area, and I've done things kind of within arm's length, but I'm really, really looking forward to getting to the Grampians Music Festival. And as you just mentioned, just that lineup is pretty exciting. So, that's one of the perks of playing on a festival. You get to hang out and catch some of the other bands before you have to shoot off to the next tour date or whatever. But yeah, definitely keen to get to the Grampians.
Are you good friends with a lot of these artists that we sort of mentioned there, or anyone else on the lineup?
Yeah.
I guess you're looking forward to, say, potentially meeting or just hanging out with again?
Well, I'm quite good friends with Alice, being another Aboriginal person, and, she came out and toured and supported me 18 months ago or something, 2 years ago, and I'm lucky, I'm a big fan of what she does.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
And you're playing right after her on the Friday night.
Yeah, that's it. So it'll be easy. We'll get there a little bit early, make sure we can catch her set, and then catch up with them afterwards. And, she's a super lovely person as well, a fantastic artist, so we do have to head off. We've got riverboats up in Echuca the following day, so we'll be making tracks not that long after our set, unfortunately. But, the good thing is we go into another festival where we'll, catch some other fine music. But, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And the Grampians Music Festival is happening in, a bit of a rural part of Victoria. And, you're a bit of a rural man yourself. Do you feel more comfortable at these type of festivals than, maybe in the big cities?
Sort of, yeah. I do feel way less you know, if you're cutting it fine, or you think you're good, no matter how early I am, I tend to get kind of anxious to get there, or start to get a little bit edgy. But I do find if it's something that I'm playing in the country and I'm kind of just cruising on country roads and stuff like that, it definitely feels more my pace, and it's much more relatable for me rather than trying to battle traffic and you know, get through city traffic to get to a show. It's definitely something that puts me more at ease pre-performance.
Awesome stuff. But there's also, you're not also just playing the Grampians Festival this year. You've got a big, massive festival coming up. At around Easter time, you'll be playing Blues Fest. How did this opportunity come about, and how does it feel to be playing alongside, like, Laurent Hill, Robert Plant, just all these incredible, incredible blues and roots artists, and a good excuse to go up to Byron?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it came about, I played the first Byron Bay Guitar Festival November 2017 it must have been, and Peter Noble, the director of Blues Fest, came to my set. My manager called him up and was like, hey, just go check him out and see what you think, and thankfully he came to the set, and then we kind of caught up and had a chat afterwards, and then a couple of weeks later, he invited me to play Blues Fest, and then get invited back this year again, so yeah, 2 years in a row I'm pretty stoked about, man. So for me, it's, in my genre of what I do, it's pretty much the biggest festival in the country, so I'm very, very excited to be there. And once again, as you said, mate, the lineup, they're always pretty spot on up there, and this year's lineup looks basically like my music collection at home, or like a playlist I would make. So I'm wrapped to be going up there.
Is there anyone potentially that you can meet on that lineup that you may just fangirl out a little bit too?
Oh, 100%. No, every headliner, like, I still am a big fan of, like, Ben Harper and Jack Johnson and Norah Jones and Gary Clark Jr.
Oh, he's excellent.
Yeah, and one of my favourite singer-songwriters is Ray LaMontagne. And, I'll pretty much just be blushing the whole time at Blues Fest, I think, just walking around, fanboying everyone. So, they may have to get extra security just to keep me at bay.
You've got a big year ahead. Now, we know you've opened for Pete Murray in the past, and he's influenced some of your earlier music, which must have been unreal. What other artists have had an influence on you lately?
Yeah, well, probably those artists I just named that are playing Blues Fest, definitely. And then, like, when we recorded the latest single, we kind of, as a bit of a reference for really cool, studio sounds, we were talking about the Alabama Shakes record sound and colour, so I listened to that quite a lot. Like a lot of musicians and a lot of people, my parents' music was in my ears a lot when I was younger. When my dad was the kind of blues and rock guy, my mum was more into, like, Neil Young and, like, James Taylor and, like, all the older amazing singer-songwriters. So, yeah, I've kind of taken inspiration from everywhere and thrown it all in the blender, and it just, sometimes they just, those different influences show themselves in different ways, and sometimes good, and sometimes I'm like, well, no one ever is going to hear that song, but anyway, that's all part of the fun of writing music too.
Exactly right. So we are about to play your track, I Don't Blame You, but before we get into that, can we expect anything more from you musically in 2018? Like, are we going to hear, like, maybe an EP or an album or just a bigger body of work? Apart from all the 50 million shows you're doing, if you get time?
Yeah. So this year, 2019, I'll be hopefully I'm going to be putting out either an EP or a full album. I'm just weighing up.
Fantastic.
I guess. So, yeah, hopefully midway through the year. I'm looking at hopefully around June. But, yeah, I'd like to have another single out before I've got... Yeah, so hopefully get another single out before going up to Blues Fest at Easter. That's the plan. So I suppose if I put it out on the airwaves, then I kind of have to stick to it and get my butt into gear. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we're going to play your new single right now, I Don't Blame You.
And of course, if you do want to catch Benny Walker, make sure you go see him in the next couple of weeks. Is it Feb 15 to 17 at the Grampians Music Fest?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'm on the 15th on the Friday night.
Yeah, I think you're playing at like 6:10 or something along the lines of that?
Yeah, pretty early. I think it's
Good time for it, though. I guess the sun's kind of about to start to set, but he's going to hear beautiful things. It's going to be fantastic.
Good vibes.
The best vibes. But this is I Don't Blame You from Benny Walker. You're on the hoist.